Good evening. We welcome Dr. Norix to our WKZO microphone this evening to tell us something of the plans and problems connected with the conduct of our school system during the coming year. Dr. Norix, I guess we all have heard that you are expecting an increased enrollment this fall. Won't you tell us something about the anticipated enrollment when the school bells ring next Tuesday morning?
Very gladly, Dr. Dunbar. For the first time since 1939, we will have over 10,000 children enrolled in the public school. Our estimate at present time shows that we'll have 10,100, but it will likely be somewhat higher when the children are all enrolled, which will be a week or 10 days after the opening of school.
Where will the increase be the greatest? That is, in what grade?
All of it we are expecting in the elementary grades, that is, in kindergarten, 1, 2, and possibly 3. We'll actually have 500 or 600 fewer in Central High School than we had in 1939, but we are expecting a few more there than were enrolled last year. The junior high enrollment will be about the same as last year, perhaps a few less.
What does this do to your building facilities, Dr. Norix?
We've had to make changes this summer in 5 elementary schools in order to accommodate the children this fall. These schools are Edison, Roosevelt, West Main, McKinley, and Brucker. We're sending 40 to 50 children from the Brucker School over to Wilson School. We've removed the public library branch from the West Main School and taking the room for a classroom. This has never been necessary at West Main before. We've taken the last available space in the McKinley, Roosevelt, and Edison School. Any further growth, and that will come soon, will mean rather serious trouble in these schools. The Washington Elementary School is using every square foot of space in its building this year. So is Parkwood, Woodward, South Westridge, and Alamo.
Well, now this must mean that you found it necessary to employ more teachers.
Yes, it has been necessary to employ more teachers in the kindergarten in grades 1 and 2. In all, we have 379 teachers this year as compared with 370 last year. The number of teachers has been slightly reduced in the junior high schools, but the net increase in the system this year is 9.
Well, now, what about teacher turnover? How many new teachers have you employed this year?
Out of the 379 teachers total in our staff, we have 65 that are new to us this year.
65. Now, is that unusually high or is it about average?
It is unusually high when compared to more normal years. When compared to the last 2 years, it is not high. In fact, we've had approximately 115 new teachers during the last 2 years. That is, 60 new ones 2 years ago and 55 new ones last year.
Well, now, I suppose this heavy turnover represents good many problems.
High percentage turnover always presents problems. One of which is housing. In the main, teachers want furnished apartments, and you know the situation in that field. A few teachers have turned down offers to teach in Kalamazoo this year, saying they couldn't get adequate housing. Plenty of rooms seem to be available, but few teachers want just a bedroom. And then high turnover means that we must give a great deal of help in orienting the teachers if they are to be productive the first year. We've set up a series of 10 or more meetings this year, and we will try to see that all new teachers can know more about our system and our community. In this matter of welcoming new teachers, we encourage the parent-teacher organization, the churches, and other groups in the community to take an active part. It is the impression newcomers get during their first few days with us which will determine their attitude toward us and toward their work. I don't have any suggestion for you, Dr. Dunbar, but maybe you have some ideas of your own.
Well, now, you have you any new persons filling the so-called key positions this year?
I'm glad you said key positions, for perhaps the key people in any school system, as far as parents and children are concerned, are the teachers. Yes, we have 2 positions in which we have employed 2 rather outstanding people, Mr. George Mills, our new coordinator in audiovisual education, and our new art supervisor, Miss Marian Andros. These people will have great influence. Mr. Mills, as he worked with all members of the faculty in helping them do a better job of teaching through the use of audiovisual material. Miss Andrews, as she works to make art a vital force in the life of every child in Kalamazoo.
I don't know, Dr. Norix, whether all of our listeners might understand just exactly what you mean by audiovisual materials. Would you explain that just a little bit?
Well, the audiovisual materials are the audio refers to radio and radio techniques. Visual refers to many things. Maps, globes, films, film strips, and things of that sort.
The audio also includes recordings and transcriptions, doesn't
that's,
it?
That's very true, and those are used much more in the schools of today than ever before.
Well, now, let's get back a moment to your building problems. You mentioned earlier that some of the elementary schools will be used to capacity this year. Now, is that the number one problem? What plans are underway to meet this condition?
The building problem is the number one problem for our Board of Education and this community, and will be so for the next few years. We have listed the new junior high school on the south side of the city as number one on the list. The contract for this building should be let early next spring, and it should be completed by September 1950. When this unit is complete, we'll have sufficient facilities on the south side to relieve all elementary schools south of Michigan Avenue.
In what way do you mean that the building of a junior high school will relieve elementary buildings, Dr. Norrick?
Through using the present Vine and Washington Junior High buildings, but for elementary students, if necessary. Through a slight change in boundary, you see, we can relieve pressure on all other schools, Edison, Hillcrest, Parkwood, Southwestern, McKinley, South Birdie. This change could easily be made to relieve the crowded conditions in elementary schools until the peak of the enrollment in the elementary schools is passed.
I see. Before going into the building problems on the north side of the city, suppose you tell us something about the increased birth rate and the impact which it has had and will have upon the schools.
If you'll remember, there was a greatly increased birth rate during the years 1940, 41, and to some extent, 42, resulting from the unusually large number of marriages at the outbreak of World War II. These children are now enrolled in kindergarten and grades 1 and 2. Our combined enrollment in grades kindergarten and the elementary, 1 through 6 this year, will be 849 more than it was 2 years ago, and 471 more than it was last year. This increase of only 2 or 3 years in the birth rate at the outbreak of the war is crowding most of our elementary schools near to capacity now.
Well, now, what about the excessive birth rate following the war? That's still continuing.
Oh, yes, that's something else again. Last year, 1947, showed the first big increase in birth rate after the war. In our school district, with approximately 1,100 births in 1946, which was a little above normal, we had 1,538 in 1947. The Michigan Department of Health reports a total of 160,315 births in Michigan in 1947. This is 21,700 more births in the state than in 1946, and is 48,750 more than in 1945.
Boy, that's some increase.
Let me give you another state figure. The number of births in Michigan in 1947 was just twice the number of births in 1933.
Well, I certainly don't think many of us have realized that. The births in Michigan in 1947 were twice the number in 1933. Is that correct?
That's correct. If you take the births of the last 6 years and compare it to the similar period during the 30s, that is, the six-year period ending in 1937, state records show there were 256,000 more births during the last 6 years. This is a quarter of a million, not births, but more births. Allowing 30 pupils to each classroom, this means 8,500 more classrooms, and without good planning, it means more rooms all along the line, from kindergarten through the junior and then through the senior high school. Authorities tell us that the high birth rate will remain with us for 5 or 6 years after the close of World War II. This means 3 or 4 more years yet. Note that in Kalamazoo, we had over 400 more births in 47 than in the previous year. This number makes a good-sized elementary school. It means about 15 classrooms and 15 teachers. Suppose now that we have a similar number of births for a period of 4 to 6 years. It means that we shall have 1,500 to 2,000 more elementary children.
Right here in Kalamazoo.
Right in Kalamazoo. Of course, some of them will go to non-public schools, which will not relieve the burden at all on the total population.
Well, then it looks to me like Kalamazoo and the state of Michigan are soon going to have great difficulty in housing their school children, Dr. Norrick.
Yes, they are in difficulty now. By 1952-53, all of our schools in Kalamazoo, except Harold Upjohn, Harding, Lincoln, and Central High School, will be overflowing, unless we are able to meet the problems as they arise. As I pointed out, the new junior high school will give us an opportunity to relieve the elementary schools on the south side.
Well, now, how about those elementary schools on the north side, Dr. Norrick?
There are three schools on the north, West Main, Alamo, and Brucker, where we will find it necessary to build additions regardless of what else we might do. This is a problem for which we are already planning. What we should do, it seems to me, on the north side, is to decide on the junior high program. This should be done as soon as possible. We have an excellent building on the north side that could house all junior high pupils. This is the Lincoln School. If this choice were made soon, it would be necessary, of course, to erect a new elementary building in that district for the Lincoln Elementary grade. But when the junior high pupils could be transferred to the Lincoln School, we could relieve the pressure at the Roosevelt and Woodward schools by using the extended facilities we would then have for elementary children. Roosevelt is in difficulty this year, and the condition there will be very serious within the next year or two. Woodward is almost as bad. The alternative to selecting the Lincoln School as the one junior high on the north would be to erect two junior highs, one in the northeast and one in the northwest. But the latter choice would cost a great deal more money. In fact, the cost in one case would be for a single elementary school in the Lincoln District. The cost of the other choice would be the construction of two junior high schools.
Now, this looks as if there has been a great deal of thinking toward the solution of our schoolhouse construction by the board and the staff and others. Now, might I ask you what new educational trends are underway in the system for next year?
Yes, I should be glad to say a few words about some of these things which we're expecting to emphasize this year. During the year, we shall continue to work on our program of health instruction. The building of a good program of instruction in any field requires the work of many people for many months. We spent last year on our health program. We hope to continue this work until we have developed a good program for children in all grades. During the past year, we spent a great deal of time in setting our objectives, our curriculum materials, and our methods of teaching in all courses and in all grades. We expect to continue this important work. In the elementary field, we are working seriously toward the improvement of our instruction in formal reading and arithmetic. I'm asking this year that we make a thorough study of our instruction in kindergartens to be sure we're doing the best job we can in getting children ready for formal work in grade one. Kindergartens can be a tremendous influence in the preparation of children for formal reading, or they can operate merely as nursery schools. I feel sure that our instruction will stand the test, but by the end of the year, we shall have sufficient evidence on whether or not we are. We're giving serious consideration toward continuing formal reading instruction through the junior high school grade. We'll be spending a great deal of time this year in listing the so-called common learnings. The common learnings are those essential educational facts and attitudes which are a part of general education, are those things which all good citizens must be and must do. During the year, we'll be continuing our cooperation with the staff of the Bureau for Intercultural Education. In our work with the Bureau, we should be continuing our attempts to foster wholesome attitudes in our children toward the dignity of all persons as individuals, and to help our children see that the brotherhood of man is a desirable condition and one which is capable of being attained.
Well, thank you, Dr. Norix. Next Saturday evening at this time, Dr. Norix will return to our WKZO microphone to tell us about the plans for Kalamazoo's new junior high school. We invite you to be with us again at 6:45 next Saturday night. Now, here are the latest news bulletins from the Associated Press and the WKZO Newsroom.